One Day at a Time in Al-Anon. May 9th. When an Al-Anon wife describes her grievances at a meeting and explains what she did because of what he did, it is very possible that we can see through her motivations more clearly than she can. We see the bitterness, the self-pity and self-deception that have built a wall between her and reality. The suffering is real, but we wonder how much of the hurt is self-inflicted. It may be caused by the wife's stubborn refusal to let go of her control of the drinker, or she may unknowingly distort and exaggerate what the alcoholic says and does. Today's reminder: I will examine with a sharp and honest eye my own motives, for I need to do a lot of straight thinking about my own attitudes and actions. If I am troubled, worried, exasperated, or frustrated, do I rationalize the situation and put the blame on someone else? Or can I honestly admit that I may be at fault? My peace of mind depends on overcoming my negative attitudes. I must try, day by day, to be honest with myself. We blame little things in others and pass over great things in ourselves. We are quick enough in perceiving and weighing what we suffer from others, but we mind not what others suffer from us. Thomas A. Kempis. From the book, One Day at a Time in Al-Anon. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1973.